Now that we've got the members calmed down enough, we can have church.
Hallelujah.
All right. Because I don't want them to think we're having fun on here, because this is very serious stuff. Okay. Because, you know, you got to be miserable to be a Christian. I've seen it proven all around me. Not in this room, but, you know, because we're a little bit better than the guys down the road. But anyway, we'll try to keep that in context. Matthew chapter 5. And I was not kidding earlier. I said this, but relax. It's okay. I have 14 points this morning, but I will not get to all 40. Yeah, I saw that frown. It's okay. It's okay. But here's the deal. The first thing I want to do is lay the foundation of what I'm talking about before we get into this, because we have used these scriptures and Paul's rendition of these scriptures. We have used all, did I go and I beat people with these scriptures, because I'm a little bit, I don't do this, but you do that. So you're worse than me and I'm worse than you and I'm better. And you realize that before we get started, our righteousness is as filthy rags in the presence of the Lord. And listen, do the best you can. Our bail money's getting short. I mean, do the best you can. Okay, but the bottom line is this. For I say to you, Matthew 5 and 20, this is Jesus talking, it's in red, okay? For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. And you go, oh no, I've been eating crawdads. Oh no, I had a pork chop once. I think it was mystery meat, you know. In the military, you really never know what you're eating. I mean, you know what I'm saying. It's just kind of gray and all boiled together, sometimes fried. Anyway, but the point being is this, guys. That scripture, what I could do with that scripture, I could pick out my favorite one, whatever it is. Whatever feeds my ego, whatever I'm not doing, I could take that scripture and I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. The problem with this world is, you know, it's a shame for men to have long hair. And some of y'all need to trim your nose hair because it's offending me. I mean, you men with that long nose hair, that's offending me. And them eyebrows coming out like that, you know. We're going to have to get our own wax person here. We got to, at one point we could do the baptism, incarceration, several things. You know, we could put you in the ground if you need it, if you were done with your body. You know, all those things, burial. But we need to probably add some services. We'd get you married, maybe, you know. But anyway, here's the deal. What he is not saying is be a Pharisee's Pharisee. He's not saying be a scribe, scribe. He's not saying that, because he is about to start down a list of things that Moses dealt with and a way to deal with them. And in every one of these, he's going to say this. Well, you know, the law of Moses says this, but I say this. And every one of these guys, every one of them, get this, points us toward our heart. And religion never deals with the heart. It deals with that tomb that you keep whitewashing on the outside. I'm quoting the Bible here, okay? You can shine it up really good. I can be in Walmart and know if a preacher's in there buying a vacuum cleaner. I'll never forget it. I was two aisles over and he says, yes, I think this vacuum cleaner will be the one that I think, yes, I think this would be appropriate for us. And I'm like, dude, that religious demon's talking about vacuum cleaners. I mean, it is culture. You know, I shouldn't put people down, but here I do, you know, even when y'all aren't listening. But here's the deal. But the bottom line is this. We are redeemed by what? We just took a tiny cup here earlier. We just took a tiny cup sealed for your safety and protection. and we peeled off the top layer and we took out a wafer and we looked at that wafer and we broke it in our hands, realizing that no, on my best day, I'm damned in my flesh. And nobody will preach this because it don't sell. Nobody will believe this because it's too good to be true. You know what the gospel means, right? Good news. And it's not the okay news. You know, there would be news if I said, if you do everything I tell you to, you're going to go to heaven. That would be news. But that ain't good news. That's just one more group. That's just more list of rules. And I'm going to tell you something. Some of y'all are eating pork. I can smell it. Okay? Some of y'all have been getting into the crawdads. Some of y'all have been, and you realize that was the same, the dietary laws held the same standard as the purity laws, as how you washed your sacrifice. All of that is a picture of the absolute beautiful purity of God. And the only way he sees us that way is by the covenant of the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the earth. And until I saw this truth, I was yesterday I watched some little horses. I love little horses. I had a Shetland pony named Dynamite, by the way. I miss him. He'd been dead for a while, I think 1965. But I watched them little horsies. And they were on a bill. They would put the little kids on the back of them, and they were on a merry-go-round, and they would just walk around and around and around and around and around and around and around. And you know where they went? Nowhere. They walked in their own poop because they just walk it in a circle. And that's what the Church of Jesus Christ does. We walk in this circle. I got it. Where you're looking at somebody else's hind end, and you're just going around in circles saying, we got to do it better. 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 We're waiting on the trailer to come pick us up and take us to heaven. I'm off the treadmill. I'm off the chain. I'm done. I'm done. Because here's the deal. Religion. There's people right now blowing up stuff over religion. You realize that, right? And they think they're totally justified. Them people that run them airplanes into the buildings that, you know, we just got done with 9/11. They did that for religion. Right now there's schools in places that they're teaching them how to shoot missiles and teaching them how, and it's for religion. That's not for relationship. That's not for the redemption. That's so that they can earn something. Listen, you ain't going to earn it. And this is not a joke. We got some sweet people here in this room. We got some sweet people that follow us online. They are sweet people. But on my best day, it's dirty, filthy rags. So before we go through these 14 points that you ain't good enough in, that you're not good enough in, before we do that, I want you to understand that the basis of your salvation is nothing you've ever done other than accepting him. Those who believe, right? And are baptized, right? Will be saved. And me and the thief on the cross, he's my buddy. He's my friend. Because he brought nothing to the table. And Paul says, all this stuff that I brought to the table don't even count. So there's two of my friends. But I don't know him personally. I'm not that old. But I'm just saying, literally, guys, as we study and pray and as we spend time with the Lord, we realize, here, I love the Bible. And listen, it will keep you out of the ditch. Do the very best you can to do what it says. But your salvation is not in what you do. It's in what he did. And when he said it was finished, it was paid for. And I'm not going to drag it around. I'm not going to be digging up those bones. Randy Travis? Yeah. I'm not going to be digging up those bones. I'm not going to be messing with stuff from the past. And here's the deal. God is God. the purity of God and our inability for humankind and our own strength and ability to reach that purity. You can't. It's a position. And I'm gonna, and you know, Josh Cross did a thing on adoption here one time, and I will never forget it. And guys, I want to tell you that I'm adopted into the kingdom of God. I've been grafted in. I'm a Jew. I have the blessings of the Most High God on my life because I've been grafted in. And I'm going to tell you something. I appreciate it because I don't deserve it. But I'm going to tell you something. When Jael and Kathleen Beelan were alive, I had a key to their house. If I went in there, as long as she had set it aside for a church dinner or something, I could eat anything in the refrigerator. Now, she would even put a note on it sometimes because she knew how me and Greg was. You know, we come in there, she'd make some brownies. That may be gone when she comes back. But I'm just telling you, Kim still tells that story. She's mad about it still. But anyway, my mom baked her some brownies and she had to go somewhere and she came back and they were gone. And mama said she used to hide them in the washing machine to keep us from eating. But anyway, not with water in it. Okay, just like sitting in there, or maybe it's a dryer. I don't know, whatever. But here's the deal. We do not have the strength or the ability in ourselves. And religion says religion is the lie that we just got to keep trying harder. We just got to keep trying harder. Just got to go to, and here's the thing. This is not a joke. I'm not the brightest person, but here's the deal. If something don't work over and over and over, I ain't going to keep doing it if I can help it. If it don't work, it don't work. And guess what? Your religion doesn't work. It doesn't work. So watch this. In verse 21, you've heard that it was said that those of old, you shall not murder. It says that you shouldn't commit adultery. I'm skipping. That marriage is sacred and binding. It says that you shouldn't swear. You know how many times that I've had to get on the stand and swear to tell the whole truth? And I mean, I'm not talking about twice, 10 times, 20 times. I mean, no, I hadn't been in that much trouble. That was being paid to do it. Okay, I was testifying. So, I mean, vengeance versus mercy, anger versus forgiveness, charity in public versus charity in private, forgiveness, I mean, appearances versus reality as far as fasting, greed, and all of these things, serving God or money, being careful what you look on with your eyes. And then my favorite, telling us not to worry, always seeking first the kingdom of God. Now, I want to tell you something. There's nobody here that's doing those 14 things right. Some of us do some of them better than others. No, I'm serious. I mean, you know, I've got pretty good handwriting. I practiced when I was a kid, cursive, you know, and I've got pretty good handwriting. But I'm going to tell you something. It can be pretty, and I can be writing bad things about you, and that's not pretty anymore. Does that make sense? It's pretty on the outside, but it ain't pretty on the inside. You know, and Jesus looked at these Pharisees who were arguing over whether you should eat an egg late on the Sabbath or not, or whether they were measuring the trips that you could take on the Sabbath, that they had it down to a science, this thing, and they were pleasing to God. But let me tell you something. He said, God in the flesh, Emmanuel, Jesus, tells you today that that's not enough. Are you listening? That's not enough. That's not enough. So, you know, being from the Bruce Beelan School, I'm going to do it better. Then I try harder. And then I'm back on that rotary thing, looking at the hind end of the horse in front of me, just going around in circles. I try harder, I fail. 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 And, you know, you think about it, and you go, this ain't working. But what does work is redemption. God is love. I want you to think about this. And there's three things that I want to talk about with these 14 things. Oh, you're getting really confused now. This will be great. I hope you're taking notes. But watch this. The first thing is this. It's a perfect picture of the fact that we don't have a snowball's chance in hell. Because I'm going to tell you, that's the best place to be. When you come to the end of yourself, remember back in when the Beatitudes started, you get to right at the beginning where God starts working. No, I'm serious. I'm at the end of myself. I can't fix it. I was in Turkey years ago, fasting, praying, crying out to God. I want you to listen to this. And I quit doing 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 this. And as I peeled that onion of my flesh, every layer, guess what was under it? More flesh. It was like an onion. And the core was rotten. It was self. And here's the deal, guys. This is the perfect picture of there is no hope without him. Well, you know, the law says this. Moses said this. And there's not a one of these that anybody is doing perfectly. Because, see, these guys came into the picture saying, all I got to do is follow the law of Moses. And, hey, since I'm born a Jew, I'm following the laws of Moses, I'm good. And here's the deal. Watch this. Jesus had to show that that wasn't true so that they could even comprehend the fact that the sacrifice was about to be made for our sins. And that does not give us, oh, yeah, we're just going to go, oh, after this is over, we're all going to the liquor store. No, that's not what I'm saying, okay? What I'm saying is this, is that there's a freedom in knowing in whom I believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep me until that day. Anybody remember that? It's both a scripture and a song, okay? My favorites. So, if you get mad, okay, I thank the Lord for this. I've never had to take anyone's life, and I appreciate that. I'm serious. But when I get mad, not if I ever got mad, when I get mad, same thing. And you say, well, Bruce, what? No. When I lust, it's adultery. Kim and I have never been divorced, okay? But here's the deal. He talks about divorce versus unity. He talks about swearing versus just the simple truth. Me saying, oh, no, I'm sorry, Your Honor. I can't say, so help me God. I've never done that. I've sworn. When I want to take vengeance, when somebody does something, I want to get them back. Versus mercy, it's coming short of the glory of God. When I get angry and won't, and versus forgiveness, it's sin. Can everybody see where we're going with this? I mean, this is the words of Jesus. And when I make sure that when I'm putting my offering in, everybody sees, look at here, my offering, praise God. I was in Texas, I've been in Texas a bunch of times, but this one particular time I was in a church in Texas. Sweet people, sure they had wonderful, wonderful hearts, but they irritated me. That particular day, I happened to step in. I was a visitor, and they were raising money to build something or other for the whatchamacallit. I have no idea what. And it was like a bidding war. People were standing up and said, finally, right before I left, because you ain't going to know why I left, because I got irritated and I didn't want it. Because, you know, sometimes it goes from my heart to my face. I try to keep it off there. But what's this? He says, well, I will give $500. I wanted to shoot him. But I didn't. You know, even in Texas, you can't do that. But I got mad. I said, you, okay, never mind what I thought. You not following the scripture? Because, you know, I'm so much better than you. No, I'm not a bit better. Look at me, look at me. And here's the deal. That's, you realize this is in the same, we will talk about people's love life or their this or that forever, and you never even put that in the same category, and it's right here in the same, it's, you see what I mean? We put it all in different places, and here's the deal. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I read the Bible. I was doing so good with my religion. Doing so good. I could have been a poster boy. I was a third generation religious person. I could have been such a, I'd have been a winner. Lauren, I'd have been a winner in that circle. But I couldn't do it because it ain't true. And here's the deal. It's not because I'm good. It's because I just don't like untruth. I don't like it. And here's the deal. God did that to me. And here's the deal. Forgiveness brings forgiveness. God says that in verse 14, 6:14. You say, here's the deal. I've been done wrong in church. And if you ain't been done wrong in church, you ain't been to church. Okay? I've had people talk about me like I was a dog. I've had people lie on me. I've had people that were Christians, you know, that treated me horribly, judged me, all these things that were wrong. But I'm going to tell you something. I forgive them. You know why? Because I don't want to carry that around. It's too heavy. It's too heavy. I don't want to carry that around. They can do what they want to. And my sheriff that I work for now, I love every time I ask permission to do something, and it won't be nothing weird, okay? But it'll be something, because I had to find my boundaries, especially in the beginning, because all bosses have different boundaries, you know? But he says, well, yeah, that's okay. You be you. And I want to tell you something. I love that I believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ, if he had wanted us all to look alike, wear white shirts, have skinny ties, and ride bicycles, I think he had made it clearer, okay? But you be you in this thing that is grace. And that don't mean you have to be careful, you know. The Bible says, in fear, we fear is the beginning of wisdom. And I'm going to tell you something. When my dad showed up, when I was being good, I wasn't a bit scared. I promise you. I was not a bit scared. I was glad to see him. He's got the wallet, the magic wallet with a rubber band around it, you know, has to blow the dust out. I didn't fall too far from him. But here's the point, guys. Literally, when my mama showed up, when I was doing the right thing, I was glad to see her. And there was times that mama might be a place, like the fair or something, I might work my way around over this way so I could thump that thing out before they could see it, you know, be in trouble. I told a girl the other day, if it hadn't been for Marlboro's and Dr. Pepper, I'd never graduated high school. But anyway, the bottom line is, he said he puts greed in the same place as being proud. He puts serving God and money. And I'm going to tell you something. We need money. And I'm not talking about the church. This is not an appeal. I was talking this morning about the light bill. When the light bill comes into my house, light, you know, L-I-G-H-T, light, okay? When the light bill comes to my house, they expect me to send them a check or drop one off up here in town. I just drop it off. But because if they don't, I have to watch TV in the dark, you know? And I can't sleep at night because I got to run that thermostat, that knob on the wall. You got to run it down so I can get cooled off. I mean, I'm just telling you, is that right? We need money, but we don't need to worship money. And the church, we've become a business. And church ain't a business. Church ain't a business. And here's the deal. We have business aspects because guess what? I thank the Lord that we got these new things. We got fans in them up here. And that cost, I don't know, I don't care, but since we had to pay for that at some point. I don't remember, it's two, three, five, whatever. Our coffee makers, you got to plug them in the wall. Now, we could build a fire. Lauren would be glad to get here an hour early and build a fire and make coffee with old-timey percolator. But he'd probably bring some kind of butane set up. But anyway, here's the deal. We don't worship money. We don't worship those things. And here, I want us to go right now to 6 and 25. We're going to cover all these. So some of y'all are nervous. Oh, it's only 5 after. And it looks like it's still running. Okay. So let's go to 6 and 25. No, that's not it. Oh, I'm in the wrong chapter. That's why I ain't right. 6 and 25. Therefore, I say to you, don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink, or about your body, what you'll put on. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Okay, now this, I know I always like to be funny, and I'm sorry, kinda. I'm not real sorry, but I am slightly sorry. Put your clothes on, okay? I've been some places in the last couple of weeks that I've seen people that need to put some clothes on. Okay. Save that for family time. Okay. And that's not, I know I was raised Pentecost, but I still like to see clothes. I don't care what brand. I don't care if they're too tight or too loose. Just clothing. Appropriate amount clothing. With all the accessories, please. That's all I got to say about that. Okay, sorry. That's just the truth. There you go. It came out. I'm sorry. So, but it says here, don't worry about it. Don't say don't buy it. Don't wear it. Don't, you know. I've had 3 compliments on this shirt recently. Yesterday, no, whenever I wore it last. I had 2 then and 1 this morning. And I like this shirt. And I'm glad I got it. But I ain't going to worry about it. And I ain't going to worry about getting 4 just like it. Okay, if I can help it. But anyway, I'm just kidding. But the bottom line is, I don't have to worry about that. Okay? God's taking care of it. And listen, I hesitate to go here. I'm sorry. If you've ever lived in communion with God and one another, you realize that this was written for the people who live in community. This was not written for the world. I can tell you that my daddy would not let me starve to death if he had to work, if he had to kill it with his bare hands and skin it and cook it for me, because he loved me, because we were in covenant together. Are you listening to me? And God has called his body to live in community. The New Testament church said, don't sell your stuff and bring it here. That's not what I'm saying. It's your heart. This whole thing is about our heart. Get your heart right. We're worried about building the third whatever. We've got 2 and we need a third one. We're worried about all that. And literally, when people come here and say, I need the church to pay my whatever, I say, where do you attend? And they go, so-and-so. And I say, what's your pastor's name? I'm going to call him. I don't know his name. Okay? That means you just picked it out of the phone book. And that doesn't mean that we don't do charity here. We do charity. Okay? But that's not what I'm talking about. You will never starve to death as long as there's a nickel in my bank account. You will never. You see what I'm saying? Because that's community. And this scripture speaks to community. And the reason I'm crying is because we are so far from it. This nation is so far. Well, you know, them people, listen, these people don't do this right. I'm going to tell you something. If Jesus died on the cross for you, I love you. And you go, well, what do you mean? Listen, he died for all of them. Those that don't vote like you did, listen, he died on the cross for them. And you think I'm going to be mean to him? No, because he died for him. He put value on those people. Those who don't follow your dietary regulations or whatever it may be, that wasn't aimed towards you. That was more of a religious thing, not a health thing. Sorry. That really didn't have nothing to do with you. I guess that was a guilty conscience. Oh, that makes sense. But here's the deal. Maybe that was the Holy Spirit. But anyway, but the point being is this, guys. I love you. And I'm going to love you. Even if you irritate me. And I'm going to love the people who don't love me, because guess what? They were killing him. They were killing my Savior. And he said, forgive them. Forgive them, Lord. And we need to be the same. And listen, he was the firstborn of many. And you are Christians. This is a Christian church. And then we ain't no better than any other church. But the name on the sign, if we can find it, is Christian Church. And that means Christ-like. That means Christ-follower. That actually means little Christ. And listen, I ain't Jesus. But listen, I'm part of the body. And I'm going to love the rest of the body. I'm not going to chop off my finger because it wants to go like this every once in a while. You know what I mean? And here's the deal, guys. This is not a popular message. But the first point we're going to follow it, you know, and first off, you can't do it by yourself. You cannot pay he paid the price. You can't pay the price. I don't care how much you ride on your bicycle or what kind of tie you got. Okay, I don't care how, if you shave your beard, cut your hair, don't have tattoos, do have tattoos, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. I get my head just a little, you know, on who's doing what, okay? And as my friend Forrest Thompson, I'm going to quote him for a second. Are you ready? I don't care, okay? But the bottom line is this. You can't do it. Number two, you ready? He did it. Are you listening? He did it. The boat is in the parking lot. The boat of salvation is in the parking lot. Get in it. The blood is on the doorpost. The ark is in the parking lot. The ark is here. The ark is the family, the covenant of Christ. Get in it. Quit arguing over it. Quit trying to say, I should be up front because, you know, I wear a tie everywhere. I don't wear a tie. I'm cooler than you are. I'm not cooler than you. I sing hymns. I sing praise and worship. I sing, I don't care. And I think there's somebody in Africa this morning beating on a drum, clicking as they talk, and God's listening and enjoying their worship. And here's the deal. I don't want that tape. I don't want to buy that tape. No, I'm not kidding. But we think we're so, you know, I'm sick of it. I'm old and grouchy. I'm older. My mother never would say old. She said older and grouchier. Okay. But the third thing is this, guys. Listen, you can't do it. He did it. But the third thing is this, is it's up to you. The Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if you'll open the door, I will come in and covenant. The word there is covenant meal with you, sup. It's an intimate time together. Remember with him and the last meal he had with his disciples before the cross. They dipped the body. They dipped the bread of life and then passed it and ate. It's an intimate time. And listen, salvation is not a box that you check. It is an intimate, listen, we are called the bride of Christ. And I'm going to tell you something. We're not going to go too far down this road. Don't get nervous. But here's the deal. When married folks do married stuff, okay? And I'm just telling you, listen, that's the level of desire that he has for his bride. He loves us. But it's always up to you. Are you going to get in the boat? Are you going to get in the, if you want to use the Passover, that's the ark. If you want to use the Passover, you get in the house with the blood on the doorpost, because the people that was in the house, the ones that had dirty thoughts and had been eating crawdads on the side, they lived, didn't they? Well, you say, well, Bruce, holiness. I'm telling you, I like holiness. And it comes from the Holy One. And the closer I get to him, the more stuff that just falls off. And I appreciate that so much. But it's up to you this morning, guys. It's whether you're online or here this morning, who will you serve? Who will you follow? And I'm not talking about Facebook. I'm not talking about Instagram. Who will you follow? And he says this morning to you, follow me, and I will make you fisher of men. I will make you. Do you hear that? You won't make you. We have to stay close so, you know, we can hear what he's saying. But I will make you fishers of men. And I want to tell you something. There's a new name written in glory. And the angels celebrate when one comes to him. They celebrate. And what we do, we put them on a program to try to make them just a little bit more like us. And here's the deal. Study is important. I do. And I hope you do. Hearing, setting aside time to pray is important. It's essential for growth. But he died on the cross for you. And Father, we just agree together this morning, Lord, that you are the God who is enough. Even for us, we don't have to live in condemnation anymore. We don't have to live in fear anymore. We don't have to live in worry anymore. You are the God who is enough, Lord. And in the middle of you laying out this purity of your nature and our inability for us in our own self to even get close to you, oh God, what you did is you painted a picture for these Jews, these card-carrying religious folks that could trace themselves all the way back to Abraham, all the way back to the tribes. And Lord, as you told them, Moses said this, but that's not enough. And Lord, you told them eventually, anyone who's thirsty, come unto me. Everybody who's heavy laden, come unto me. My yoke is easy, which is the teaching of the rabbi, and my burden is light. And that's what you are proclaiming this morning by the Holy Spirit through us this morning, Lord, that you are God. And Lord, we receive you. Just do that with me right now. If you've never received Christ as your Savior, just say these words. Say, Lord, I need a Savior. I'm a sinner. I need redemption, oh God. Save me. Forgive me. Help me. And I know it's by your blood, by your sacrifice, that I'm yours. And as we do that together, guys, as we renew our covenant this morning, we had the body and the blood earlier, as we do that together, let's go from this place and be the men and women God's called us to be, Lord. And we can only do that by your grace, by your direction, and not by our might and not by our power, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Heal those of us among us, oh God, who are hurting. Lord, save those of us who are running. The hurting and the running, Lord, are on my heart this morning. So, Lord, help us, oh God. In Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Private message me if you want to tell me anything. See you. Bye.